Call's coming in. 222 Buys here. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
So I would love some advice. I'd love to get somebody to back me up here.
Okay.
I'm having a little bit of a disagreement with my husband.
Oh. Perfect for couples therapy.
Yeah, couples
love
therapy.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to be going to a wedding of one of my good friends from college,
mm-hmm.
who's part of this big group.
Mm-hmm.
We're all very good friends in college, and we stay in touch, but everyone lives all over, so we don't get to see each other.
Oh, okay.
And the guy who is getting married is this is the thing. The guy who's getting married, I had a very one night fling with.
Oh.
It was very insignificant. I cannot stress that enough.
Ah. Okay.
It was a rebound thing. I seriously pretty much forgot about it until recently, but I offhandedly said that to my husband, and now he doesn't want to go, and he doesn't really want me to go, and I don't know what to do about it. I want to see everybody, and it means nothing.
Wow.
So hold on. This is the groom?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now, is he part of your college friend group, or is his wife, soon-to-be wife?
No, he is. He is.
Hmm.
Okay, you had just an insignificant,
just a quickie,
fling, but you actually had a one night stand.
Friendship. Like we are friends,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And it was it is such a blip on the radar. It really was it was fine, but it was kind of a friend mistake where we're like, oh yeah, we shouldn't do this again.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
how many years ago was this?
It's getting to be about 10 years.
Wow.
So,
and your husband's like, I don't want to go to the wedding because of this.
Okay.
Yeah, which seems so dumb.
I don't know. Gosh, after 10 years, that's a long time ago. You guys are married now.
Yeah, but
I say he's got to get over it. It's so stupid. I would go actually now, and I don't know, we've been married more than 10 years, but if he said, hey, listen, let's go to my ex-girlfriend's wedding, I wouldn't even care about that. We're so established in a relationship. It's so stupid and petty.
There's got to be, here's my take on it. I think that you have to put the shoe on the other foot, you were saying, Sandy. But how would you feel if you go to this wedding, you didn't know anybody, and the bride was the one that your husband had hooked up with recently?
Well, it depends on what the situation was. If it's the same situation, I don't care.
It gives
him a chance to reconnect.
Right. It's more, why do you want to go? I'm assuming you want to go just so you can hang out with your college friends. You're going to barely see the groom because you never see the groom or the bride.
Right.
He's being a brat. So go without him. Go without him.
No. That would make it worse. I would say even though I know, in marriage, you make sacrifices. I think this is one sacrifice you have to make. I don't think you should go.
You don't think she should go?
No, no. I don't think you guys should go.
Really?
First of all, guys hate weddings unless it's their own. And to sit there through the whole thing and, levels of insecurity, everybody has it. And
Scott, they're not, if you were newly engaged, I get that totally. Mm-hmm. It's been forever.
Nah, I think you should just Pasadena.
Because if she Pasadena's, then it's going to reinforce his insecurity. Then there is something that he should be insecure about. Right? I say go for it.
We need calls on this. 222 Buzz, what would you do? How would you handle this? What advice would you give her as a therapist? Thanks for being on Couples Therapy this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Hi, the Buzz.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
No, I don't think she should go because, first of all, shame on her for even mentioning it to her husband. if it was such a blip, it should have never even been mentioned, then this would kind of be a no-brainer. But, I think that once you're married 10 years, you got to kind of respect that. I think he has good reason to not want to go. He's the groom, not like he's another
guest. Really?
Yeah.
It's not. She even said it's the blip on the radar. She didn't care. Is it really? After 10 years of marriage, you're still
No, it doesn't matter, Sandy. It's still a respect thing. Listen, I'm old, so I've kind of been around the block. I get it.
Yeah.
You know.
Is there a point in time where it would be okay? Because now, if these are her college friends, there are going to be other opportunities that come up where they're going to all get together. So never, ever again is she allowed to get together with the whole group of her. That's what you're saying. Well, so at what point is she allowed back in?
Well, I think this is pretty huge, though. This is his wedding. He's a groom.
Right. Focus is all on him. And the husband, number one, doesn't know all of her college friends. So
right.
Odd
well, get
man
to
out.
Know them after 10 years.
Yeah.
You should...
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that she boinked the groom. And hi, I'm the husband.
For
and my wife
second.
Boinked the groom.
She
yeah.
just,
exactly. All of her college friends know about it. So why should he be put in that position?
Okay. So is she not allowed, let's say, remove the wedding? How about if, let's say, Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving dinner,
well,
friends, she can't go?
Well, I think she can do whatever she wants to do, but that's putting her marriage in jeopardy. I think.
Oh my God!
Yeah, just you know,
she's got to come first. That's all there is to it. If you want things to be good, you got to suck it up.
Well, why doesn't he say, "Listen, I'll get over it because this means a lot to you because these are your friends from college," and
he's insecure, evidently. Mm. So I guess she's got to respect that.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much for your advice.
You therapist, you.
Thanks for listening to The Buzz. Bye.
Bye.
Hi. So give us some advice for couples therapy.
Well, first of all, if I was her husband or the guy, I would think of it as, you know, hey, I'm the winner here. I got her.
Mm.
You know? And that, you know, he had once, and that's and we don't even know what he's going to feel like when she sees him with her husband and so on and so forth. So it's going to be awkward altogether. But
I don't understand why it is awkward. Obviously he's moved on. Obviously it's been 10 years. She's moved on too. And if it's so insignificant, like she's making it sound,
yeah.
I think everybody needs to just get over it and have fun with her college friends.
No, I totally agree with that. I totally agree because this is my second marriage, and if I questioned everybody that my wife has been with, and vice versa, we may not be together.
Yeah.
I still see her ex-husband at family events.
Oh.
She's my ex-wife at family events. It's going to happen.
And
you know?
Look at it like, guess what? I ended up the winner. That's the way you look at it.
Exactly. Oh. I upped my life.
Scott, you've been a hot Rochester DJ for how many years? You would have to move out of town. You'll never know when you run into somebody at Wegmans what your real relationship was like.
The funny thing is, I don't remember.
Yeah, okay.
So they'll come up to me and be like, hey, remember? I'll be like, oh, really? It did? Oh, okay.
So see, so you can't get upset every time.
No, ignorance is bliss, my friends.
Is it you don't remember or you're just putting it away?
Thanks for the call.
Oh, my gosh.
Take care, guys.
It's coming down to the fact that she should have never told him,
yeah.
Really.
Pretty much, yeah. Some things could better left unsaid, I think, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.